This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Part 1 of the book, Knowing the Tayyib Way. Chapter 2, Reasons to be Cheerful. And now, say Alhamdulillah. Take a breath. Tayyib means wholesome, right-minded, practical, and fine. Take another slow and easy breath. Have a look around, and make thanks for something nice that you see. You are among friends. Your life is about to get easier, lighter, and wiser. Islam's approach to health and eating is not esoteric or strange. And neither does Islam have anything that demands overbearing commitment or defying common wisdom. It is intended to be the exact opposite of that. If we have come to see the duties and rites of Islam as unnecessary or extreme, it's not our fault as such. We've been persuaded to think that way by Shaitan, and we may just need to look at it again, as adults this time, to really see the reason and essence behind Islamic practice. As kids and as adults in the modern world, we cannot help but absorb the assumptions and errors that abound all around us. Misinformation about our health, what to eat, even from experts, have come to rest in our minds unquestioned. Let's ask those questions again and reclaim the right way. The Tayyib approach is definitely far easier, less demanding on your time, and costs nothing to implement. In fact, it will enhance your well-being, improve how you use your time, and save you money, for reasons that we'll set out in great detail later on. You can take the Tayyib approach on step by step, doing whatever you feel comfortable with, then adding one other small step after a period of time, letting the first step settle in first. In fact, I would prefer you did it like this, because you develop the habits and insights more deeply and easily if you do. You don't need to change your diet at all to begin with. You could just try the fasting part. Or you could start off with the diet side and adding the fasting part later, nudging your food towards the Islamic Tayyib direction first, altering your method of eating, the food you buy, in small but very effective ways that will equally improve your health and well-being. Whatever you do, know that you will, like every other person, have days when it seems very easy and others when it all seems forgotten or difficult for some reason. Never despair. Never feel that you have failed if you slip, even if you don't get it right every day. Any few hours you spend doing it the right way is counted. Every minute of success adds up. Neither your body nor Allah Himself will forget even a minute when you managed to eat the right way, think about a difficulty in the right way, or when you're patient with something that is outside your control. Those are the moments we all win. Care about those moments, no matter how few or far away they feel. They really do count, and they really do add up. Failures are useful as feedback, but we all focus on failures far too much. Allah tends to ignore our failures in favor of our strengths. He far prefers to forgive us. He tells us this so many times. He far prefers to see the best in us rather than lose hope or punish us. We should follow that cue. And paths to good health are like paths to Allah. We can all access the same overall knowledge and guidance, but Allah made us differently for a good reason. We all do better if we take the knowledge and we work with it using our own individual strengths, making our own path. Read this book thoroughly, take your time, and do the things that you find interesting, that you find practical and relevant. Ignore what you can't understand or what you can't do exactly right now. Focus on what you can do, what sounds interesting and straightforward, and go with those things. In doing so, you make the knowledge your own and it becomes a lot easier to put it into practice. And don't worry if you get any part of it wrong. Allah cares only for our efforts. The results are out of our hands anyway. So just keep trying, humbly and with good cheer. May Allah help us all to find our path to health and to Him. Ameen. Don't let this book bully you. Self-help books can make us feel bad by dictating what we can and cannot do. And when for any reason we don't get to our goal, we tend to blame ourselves. Not the book. The book then sits on the shelf proudly, reminding us of all the things we couldn't achieve. This book does not want to do that. And although the book is very soundly based, it's written with kindness, in the spirit that you will do things with a kind of trial and error. Don't try to get it perfect. Just be humble and accepting. Whatever you gain from this book, however determined or inspired you become, take it all lightly. Expect that life will interrupt your plans, and try to see the funny side. Victory and defeat, neither of those define us, and neither of those are really in our hands. Be merciful to yourself. Reread the parts you like. Ignore the bits you can't get on with for any reason. Come back to them later, and read it all without any fear. Talk it through with someone if you like. Think of it as a tonic of inspiration, with some helpful guidelines rather than the rules of some tough boot camp. Life happens. Our intentions lose direction. We forget to do this or that thing. We feel bad and our smile disappears. Enough. You deserve to be treated with kindness and mercy, and that starts with how you treat yourself. End of chapter.